So let me just give you a little bit of background. As you can tell, I am not Scott Coates. Scott was not feeling well, so he couldn't be here for the rest of the day, and I wish that he were, because this is his baby. I will take no credit whatsoever for the ideas behind looking into vaping as an issue. I honestly think it's a brilliant and a very timely idea. We presented the idea to our board of directors a little while ago, and we decided this is the best opportunity to begin looking at interest and giving us a little bit more information on the background of public safety and analytics behind vaping and inhalants. Despite their ever-growing acceptance right now, relatively little is known about the characteristics of the vapor and the vapor devices related to the liquid or the cartridges involved. To date, the majority of the research on vapor or the devices themselves has focused on characterizing the solutions, which are ultimately vaporized for the end user to inhale. And I'm not that. It's very kind. Usually people say I have a big one. What we hope to accomplish with this town hall is to begin discussing the analytical science behind the testing of vape devices, and with an eye towards AOAC's potential role in vape testing, identifying where the needs are and how AOAC can be the broker in developing some analytical standards and methods to go along with it. And I'm actually going to pause for just a few minutes before introducing our first speaker, because we are not getting any more attendees. So what you will hear today from our four speakers are different perspectives from a state, an international partner, a perspective from a U.S. regulator on what they have found so far concerning the analytics behind vapes and cartridges, and as well as a private laboratory involved in testing. So we're trying to encompass all perspectives as we can to be as informative as we